In a study reported in the journal Sleep in 2017, firefighters participated in a mandatory educational session and a voluntary sleep disorder screening with diagnosis and treatment if indicated. The study did not evaluate sleep parameters. That is, did the firefighters sleep better or were they any less sleepy? But it did find a reduction in injuries and disability. Now, even with this one measure, one could safely conclude that the sleep health program provided a significant ROI. Now, this is especially so because these initiatives, one educational session and a sleep disorder screening, have minimal costs associated with them. Now, on the other hand, even a small reduction in injuries and disability can result in very significant organizational savings. These savings accrue not only from a reduction in healthcare and disability costs, but also from a reduction in overtime costs associated with having another employee cover for the absent worker, as well as the potential costs associated with recruiting and training a new hire. Though a sleep health program can have an ROI for any workplace, it is particularly beneficial in a shift work workplace where workers are doubly challenged by their work and sleep schedules. If your goal is to reduce injuries and disability and the costs associated with these, initiating a sleep health program may be your most cost-effective strategy. If you know someone who needs to hear this message, please share it so that they can sleep better, feel better, and work better